This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where is it possible that Joe Biden is going to try to opt out of debates with President Trump? I don't think it's possible. I don't think he should. Actually, the expectations for Biden are so low already that as long as he's able to stand up there and last the entire 2 hours and not collapse and not drool, I think he does fine. But Tom Friedman of the New York Times says, no, Biden should attach conditions that Trump will never agree to the whole idea of debating. We will get to that. We'll also get to the debate today that was settled by the Supreme Court of the United States in a terrific opinion that really does have a big impact on the cause of religious liberty. And yes, it's a specific victory for a great organization, the Little Sisters of the Poor. That is a group of Catholic nuns who work particularly with the indigent elderly, people at the end of their life's course who basically have no resources at all. And all of a sudden, the Little Sisters of the Poor win their fight with the Obama administration, yes, with the Obama-Biden administration, in a very, very big victory today. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. But first, there's a double standard that is being imposed right now that is one of the reasons that I think that all of those writers and artists and prominent people have signed this declaration that is going to appear in Harper's Magazine in October. But it's available today, and it's a letter that we'll post on our website at michaelmedved.com. The problem with today's culture is that it's extraordinarily sensitive on some subjects and not that sensitive at all on others. And what I'm talking about is a story involving the National Football League. And no, it doesn't involve the Washington football team. What's hilarious is that people are now not supposed to say Redskins, even though that's still the official name of the team, for a while longer. Maybe a couple of days longer, who knows. But this is a story involving the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles have a talented wide receiver. He didn't play very much last year. His name is DeSean Jackson. And let me say that in the video I've been watching of him, he seems like a pleasant, thoughtful, decent person. But he also decided to make a whole series of posts posting some of the most vile anti-Semitism that has recently been expressed publicly and then defended, not only by him, but by another very prominent athlete. And the NBA player, who actually was identified as a friend of George Floyd, whose name is Stephen Jackson. And we will get to that. No relation, of course. Okay, first of all, what is it that DeSean Jackson posted? And let me tell you, DeSean Jackson played college football at University of California at Berkeley. Right? University of California at Berkeley remains one of the most prestigious universities in the country. It's a very exclusive. It is tough to get into Berkeley, particularly for a state school. And that's where DeSean Jackson played ball. And what he posted that has gotten all this attention is an excerpt from a book that he has highlighted. And it's not just the parts that he has highlighted that are kind of shocking. It's the section, the two paragraphs below what he's highlighted, and you can see his fingers. It's one of those things where he's taken a photograph of it, I guess, on his cell phone, and you can see his hand holding the book, but you can still read everything. Here's what he, a lot of it in this book, it appeared with all kinds of grammatical mistakes. I'll just read it exactly as it appears in the tweet by Deshaun Jackson. By the way, the New York Times wouldn't even quote from what he tweeted. They wouldn't even quote it. I will. Hitler said, that's the beginning of the excerpt that he wanted you to read. And that's usually an indication. If you're tweeting something where it says Hitler said at the beginning of a post, well, maybe reconsider. How do you follow something? Hitler said what exactly? Why are you retweeting something in the name of Adolf Hitler? It's kind of a question. Hitler said, because the white Jews knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America's secret, the Jews will blackmail America. The will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all the time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel. Meaning, according to this quote, the Negroes. That's the phrase they use in this quote. They will fear God will destroy them as he destroyed Egypt for doing the same thing. So the elite, the Illuminati, keeps this a secret at all cost. After I die, this is Hitler speaking now, I will one day cause World War III just by this message, which will be like planting a seed in a people minds until it sprouts, once they nurture that seed and seek more truth and learn Hitler was right. Okay, again, this is a guy who went to Cal Berkeley. What does he think the reaction is going to be to tweeting out a page of text that begins with Hitler said and ends with Hitler was right? Anybody want to call and volunteer to something that Hitler was right about? Anything? Then immediately following that, Deshaun Jackson, this player for the Philadelphia Eagles, posted two pictures of the leading anti-Semite in America, Louis Farrakhan. And in one of the captions for the pictures, Jackson wrote, "This man powerful. I hope everyone got a chance to watch this. Don't be blinded. Know what's going on." And this was the section from Farrakhan that we had played on this show that says that Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates want to kill 2 billion people. And that's why they want to develop a coronavirus vaccine. That there is a conspiracy going on. He also posted a quote picture attributed to Farrakhan, which read, "There must be 100% change. There's a burden the earth is carrying that it must be relieved from. The earth is burdened by the wicked living on a planet that was made for the righteous." And before he issued his formal apologies, when a lot of stuff hit the fan, Deshaun Jackson defended himself against claims of anti-Semitism by saying, "Anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, equality." Okay, Deshaun, if I've taken your post the wrong way, how am I supposed to take your post? You've just talked about the Jewish plan for world domination and the Illuminati keeping this a secret and trying to blackmail America. How are you supposed to take it? This is the way he apologized on video. We'll play that for you. And then the comments of Steven Jackson, a former NBA star, who is defending Deshaun Jackson's comments. And then they defend it by saying, "We're trying to educate people." Okay, we'll actually do that on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Deshaun Jackson case, and I read you the entire excerpt from the works of Adolf Hitler, supposedly, but it's not. This is, anybody who knows anything at all about Hitler knows immediately that this passage that he highlighted and posted and then defended for a while, that the passage is complete nonsense. Hitler said, because the white Jews knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America's secret, the Jews will blackmail America's. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. This is nonsense. Hitler never said these things. And it's why it's so incredibly dubious that he came back, his initial apology, said he, in writing, he wrote out, I want to apologize to the Jewish community, Jeffrey Lurie, owner of the team, Howie Rosenman, Doug Peterson, the Eagles organization, and our fans for the insensitive and ill-informed posts that I shared on my social media. They weren't just insensitive and ill-informed, they were toxic, racist lies. He says, my intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage our culture with positivity and light. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I am sorry. I would love to take a caller who could tell me how it could even be possibly understood with that particular post that your intention was to uplift and unite. What is there about quoting Hitler that is uplifting and uniting? He says, I unintentionally hurt the Jewish community in the process, and for that I am sorry. Now more than ever, we must work together to end discrimination of all types and against all people and communities. Okay, fine, very nice. And I am glad he also posted a video in which he indicated a little bit more knowledge of Adolf Hitler and who he was. Listen.
I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys take it, and I just want to let you guys know that I'm, you know, very apologetic, and I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to be, you know, to put any race down or any religion down. You know, I post things on my story all the time, and, you know, I just probably should have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that, and, you know, I was just trying to uplift you know, African Americans and slavery, and, you know, just enlighten my people.
Okay, his post had nothing to do with slavery. It had nothing to do with African Americans. It even used a term that most people consider offensive today, the term Negroes. That's not my term. That's a term that he used. And again, this is part of the problem. Right now, people aren't getting to play football. He didn't get to play much football last year anyway. Last year, he played in three games, and he got $8.6 million. This is not bad. He then went on to say that his real purpose was to educate black people. What? Listen.
So, on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend, you know, any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one, I'm for love, and I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart, and I never try to, you know, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that, and it's coming from me and my feelings, and, you know, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinion, to try to just enlighten my people and just let everybody know that there's no hatred involved.
Okay, he's still saying he was trying to enlighten his people by saying that basically the Jews have a plan for world domination. Now, really, very paradoxically, this was defended, the entire post. In fact, agreeing with the post was the former NBA star Steven Jackson, who was identified as a friend of the late George Floyd. Now, he posted this video to the web. Listen.
So I just read a statement that the Philadelphia Eagles posted regarding DeSean Jackson comments. He was trying to educate himself, educate people, and he's speaking the truth. Right? He's speaking the truth. You know he don't hate nobody, but he's speaking the truth of what of the facts that he know and try to educate others. But y'all don't want us to educate ourselves. If it's talking about the black race, y'all ain't saying nothing about it. They killing us, police killing us, and treating us like racism at an all-time high. But ain't none of you NFL owners spoke up on that. Ain't none of you teams spoke up on that. But the same team had a receiver that say the word nit to say publicly, and they gave him an extension. I play for the Big Three. We have a Jewish owner. He understands where we stand and some of the things we say, but it's not directly to him. It's the way we've been treated. Philadelphia, y'all need to repost this.
Okay. The receiver he's talking about in 2000, that was in 2013, and he had been identified on tape saying the N-word, and of course that deserves some kind of punishment and consequences, and that player only ended up playing for another year. I am not suggesting that DeSean Jackson ought to be canceled or that he needs to go away from football. But I am saying that the idea that this is defended by a Steven Jackson who says, oh, he was just trying to speak the truth. I mean, what profound truth are they talking about here? It does seem to me to be worth exploring. Last season, he played in three games. He is expected to make $8.6 million this season. And a passage, again, that he highlighted in his Instagram stories says, Hitler said, because the white Jews knows that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. Okay, we will get to more on that. Maybe we are going to a break, and when we come back, if you have calls on this, I will get to your calls. And there's also then the issue of the Supreme Court decision today, making a decision in behalf of all people of faith, whether you're a follower of Christianity, Judaism, or even of Minister Farrakhan. What they decide, we'll tell you, coming up.
The main thing is that you're a hypocrite and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump made it clear that he wants all schools to fully reopen this fall with appropriate safety measures in place. Vice President Mike Pence, holding a coronavirus task force briefing, agrees with the president.
It's absolutely essential that we get our kids back into classroom for in-person learning. We can't let our kids fall behind academically.
Senators Marsha Blackburn and Kelly Loeffler have introduced a new bill to stop foreigners from traveling to the United States with the intention of obtaining U.S. citizenship for their children, an act commonly known as birth tourism. A study from the Centers for Immigration Studies found that an estimated 20 to 26,000 birth tourists come to the United States every year. And President Trump welcoming the President of Mexico to the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Okay, Deshaun Jackson says he posted his fake Hitler quote as a move toward unity. How does that move toward unity? Well, I will tell you, one thing that does move America toward unity is the Supreme Court decision that was reached 7-2 this morning. And we will get to that in just a moment. Let me go first to Chris, who has been hanging on in Everett, Washington. Chris, you're on the Medved Show.
Hello. I think I can shed a little bit of light on what he was trying to say. Obviously, he did so not very well, but there is some logic behind it, and I don't think his intention is what people are thinking it is. Basically, are you familiar with
what do you think his
people?
What do you think his decision, his intention was?
So. It's kind of complicated. Are you familiar with the Lemba people or the Hebrew Israelites?
Yes, of course.
In America? Okay, so
No. The Lemba people are not Hebrew Israelites. They're very, very different.
No, I agree.
The Lemba people. I've read that book that was a bestseller by Tudor Parfit called "The Lost Ark Found." And by the way, it's been scientifically utterly, utterly rebuked. There is some reason to believe that some of the DNA of the Lemba people in Nigeria, right?
So the Lemba,
I know they're somewhere in
Zimbabwe. Nigeria is more of the Igbo people, and the Ashanti are in Ghana. And then there's Ethiopian.
Okay.
Ethiopian Jewish people are actually descendants of the tribes of Israel, but at least some of them.
No, I do not.
Ethiopians, but okay. Well,
No. Yeah. I do not. But the point is that there is reason to believe that there are some people from the exile of the Jewish people in 70 AD, that some of those people ended up in Africa, And that's why you have some of this.
70 AD, it would be in the Babylonian exile, somewhere in the 6th century.
It could be either one, but you're right. That's 589 BC. So what's your point?
So the intention, I believe, is so there are definitely very, very bad Hebrew Israelites that are super racist and extremist, and particularly the Sicari groups. That have done violence towards people and are calling towards, you know, slavery and all kinds of very bad things. But not all Hebrew Israelites are like that. There are Hebrew Israelites that
when
are
you
just
say Hebrew Israelites, are you talking about this is a group that came into the news at the time of the Covington kids, right? The black Israel, Hebrew Israelites, I think have been identified pretty clearly as a group that that does practice and preach racism and intolerance and hostility to people who aren't them. But go ahead.
So there are quite a few groups. They're all offshoot groups of Marcus Garvey's.
Correct. Back to Africa. I'm very familiar.
Similar to that, and there were groups where they were trying to unite all black people under Islam for a while, and then that kind of failed away. And then there are various camps of Hebrew Israelites that have completely different. Some are, you know, closer to Messianic Jews. Some are closer to Christians, but monotheistic Christians.
Okay, are you a member of any of these groups?
No, I'm not. I have some similar views, minus the racial stuff.
But when you talk about the racial stuff, the point that you have to acknowledge is that the percentage of African American people in the United States who would embrace any of these views is very, very small. And again, the quoting of Farrakhan, who is not a Christian, is not biblical in any sense. He's not even a legit Muslim. The quoting of Farrakhan believes that white people were created by an evil Jewish scientist in a laboratory in Saudi Arabia several hundred years B.C., right?
I'm not familiar with that person, but I have heard some very problematic and some very distinctly racist things, which when people specifically look at how Hebrew Israelites treat stereotypical Jewish
okay,
people.
Okay, but leaving aside Hebrew Israelites, I don't believe that Deshaun Jackson, if he were a Hebrew Israelite, if he were trying to advance that point of view, he wouldn't be quoting Louis Farrakhan, who is the most prominent anti-Semite in the United States today. Would you agree?
I think the intent isn't who they're put, like with most hateful things. The intent isn't
okay. If you're quoting
down,
in the same series of tweets, if you're quoting both Adolf Hitler and Louis Farrakhan, I think your intent is pretty clear.
Well, the intent is for him to say, "Hey, I'm a child of God too," and I think that there are a lot of people. His interpretation is that he believes that there are a lot of people who are children of God who have forgotten that. He believes he's one of the lost tribes of Israel. And if he's calling people away from smoking cigarettes, away from gangbanging, away from idolatry, if he's calling people away from pagan holidays, and if he's calling people towards following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he pronounces it a little bit differently.
Right.
Probably.
Louis Farrakhan doesn't do that. Louis Farrakhan doesn't hold by any of that. And I think you're doing something that is and Chris, let me tell you and acknowledge it. I think you're doing something that is a very profound Jewish value, which is trying to find the best possible interpretation of what someone is doing. And I appreciate that. And I think that your explanation might hold up if it weren't for the additional citations of Farrakhan and saying that he believes that this man is speaking the truth. I mean, Farrakhan's record on these issues, and it's not only these issues, it's his anti-white issues. There's a tape that is featured in the new movie Uncle Tom, which I've recommended very strongly. It's a new movie that's co-produced by Larry Elder, my talk radio colleague, and it features people like Herman Cain, he should recover from the coronavirus, and Alan West, and Candace Owens, and many prominent black conservatives. And in that movie, they show tape before of a Farrakhan saying that our enemy is white people, not Jewish people, white people, all white people, that they are by definition evil. Now, if that isn't just your most fundamental essence of racism, saying that an entire group of people based upon common European heritage, maybe, and skin color, that that entire group of people is by definition evil, that is not a positive contribution, I think we can agree, to the national dialogue. What is the Supreme Court decision that I have been talking about a little bit. Here's the basic story on that decision. And the way it's written and described by Robert Barnes in the Washington Post, the Supreme Court ruled today, it's a decision by Clarence Thomas, the only black justice on the Supreme Court at the moment. The Supreme Court ruled today that the Trump administration may allow employers and universities to opt out of the Affordable Care Act requirement to provide free contraceptive care because of religious or moral objections. The issue had been at the heart of an intense legal battle for 9 years, first with the Obama administration sparring with religious organizations like Little Sisters of the Poor, who said offering contraceptive care to their employees violated their beliefs. And then with the Trump administration, broadening the Obama administration's exemption, angering women's groups, health organizations, and Democratic-led states. Wednesday's decision, a 7-2 decision written by Justice Thomas, joined by Justice Elena Kagan and Justice Stephen Breyer, Wednesday's decision greatly expands the ability of employers to claim the exemption. And the government estimates that it could mean that 70,000 to 126,000 women could lose access to cost-free birth control. Again, they don't lose access to birth control. What it means is they lose the ability to force their employers to pay for it. Is that some kind of tragedy? It's a very big triumph for the Trump administration, and they've actually celebrated that triumph so far in a very appropriate way. We will get to that and the question of dodging debates coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
How should you respond to the Supreme Court decision that was just handed down? Decision written by Clarence Thomas. Let me give you a hint. The NARAL pro-choice America president, whose name is Elise Hoag, released the following statement. The Supreme Court's decision to allow the Trump administration to put control over people's birth control in the hands of the whims of their bosses and employers is deplorable. This does not put anyone's birth control in the hands of your employer. What it does is it says, okay, it's in your own hands. You're not going to be handed it automatically and for free, which is what Obamacare had originally required. It's outrageous. And then NARAL Pro-Choice America says, this decision just further exposes that ultimately the radical right is really about controlling women and our lives with no eye towards equality or public health and well-being. Okay, how is it controlling women to say that if you want a medical procedure or a medical product, you may have to pay for it yourself or make other arrangements, get another insurance policy that makes it available to you, but that it is not going to be funded at the total cost of the employer? Meanwhile, Mother Lorraine Marie McGuire, who is the leader of the Little Sisters of the Poor, says, we are overjoyed that once again the Supreme Court has protected our right to serve the elderly without violating our faith. Our life's work and great joy is serving the elderly poor. And we are so grateful that the contraceptive mandate will no longer steal our attention from our calling. Good for them. The Trump administration deserves great credit for their handling on this case. They really do. And it is a very, very big victory for religious liberty and sanity, and terrific that Justice Breyer and Justice Kagan offered a concurring opinion with the opinion written by Justice Thomas. Here's an opinion that is going to be very controversial. Tom Friedman has a column in the New York Times under the headline, Biden should not debate Trump unless. And he says that Biden should only agree to the debates to which he has already agreed. He's agreed multiple times. He said he can't wait. Good. First, Biden should declare that he will take part in a debate only if Trump releases his tax returns for 2016 through 2018. Biden has already released his own returns. so they're on his website. Trump must do the same. No more gifting Trump something he can attack while hiding his own questionable finances. And second, Biden should insist that a real-time fact-checking team approved by both candidates be hired by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, and that 10 minutes before the scheduled conclusion of the debate, this team report on any misleading statements, phony numbers, or outright lies either candidate had uttered. That way, no one in that massive television audience can go away easily misled. People are still going to be easily misled. I mean, first of all, Trump will never agree to either of those conditions. So this is basically a way to saying, Tom Friedman, that you don't want to see Biden debate. I think the debates are healthy, and the debate will give Joe Biden, without question, his best opportunity to clear away what I believe is the number one objection to his campaign, which is that he's 78 years old, and there are questions as to whether he is up to handling the job of President of the United States. And he'll be getting questions like that from the panel in the debate. And certainly he'll be getting questions and attacks from President Trump. Biden, of course, will respond by talking about the way that Trump has handled the presidency. But the debates are going to get a huge audience just because the situation is so novel. President Reagan was 77 when he retired from the presidency, when he left the presidency after 8 years. Joe Biden is 78 the day he takes the oath of office. It's an all-new territory. I'll tell you what is not new territory. There's a children's book that was written in Britain in 1902, okay? It was very popular. The original book was called Four Kids and It. And then it was rewritten, redone by the very popular British children's author, Dame Jacqueline Wilson. And now it's a movie. Has Michael Caine's voice in it, and also has Russell Brand and Paula Patton. It's streaming everywhere. Is it worth seeing this movie for kids? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In Four Kids and It, two divorced single parents hope to create a blended family by taking their children for a vacation on the scenic Cornish coast in Britain, where the youngsters discover a magical sand troll voiced by the always distinctive Michael Caine.
This thing, give wishes.
One wish a day, but there's consequences.
You can't cause anything unusual.
Well, the special effects are unusually good as the kids indulge wishes that take them flying over spectacular scenery, experiencing a rock star's life, and even traveling back in time. Based on an acclaimed children's book by Dame Jacqueline Wilson, the draggy story still conveys some valuable life lessons, and the cast is lightly likable and effective. Rated PG for a few brief, dangerous scenes, 2.5 stars for Four Kids and It, an adequate diversion despite the title.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And Four Kids and It is not going to be anyone's idea of a classic or a great movie, but I do think people might like it. In terms of little kids, this is one of those movies that Clearplay, which we talk about, could actually be very useful, because there is one sequence that... actually, two sequences. It could be a little bit scary, and that I know that when I think of our little granddaughter, who's not yet four, it would be too much for her, just too much. And it's one of those things where you can adjust it with ClearPlay, which really is a great service. And by the way, ClearPlay.com. These are great people, and they provide a great choice for movie lovers. When we come back tomorrow, we are jam-packed. First of all, there's a column in Forbes magazine, conservative magazine. I mean, yeah, published by Steve Forbes, right? The headline for the column, Why White People Must Join the Call to Pay Reparations for Slavery. It is appalling to me that this is likely to be a big issue in this election. Though I can tell you somebody who really, really wants it to be a big issue is President Trump. There's also a question about President Trump is, even if he wins the election, he wins re-election, he cannot run again. The Constitution will not change. There's going to be a different Republican Party in 2024. What's it going to look like? There is one prominent Republican governor and two prominent Republican senators who have already all but declared their candidacies for 2024. So what's the future of our party? And then we'll also be speaking with Glenn Lowry, who is one of the leading black conservative thinkers in the country. And he has had something to say that is profound and powerful about the Black Lives Matter movement. We will we're going to speak to Glenn Lowry tomorrow, and we'll also be speaking to Paul Kanger. Now, this is fascinating. Paul Kanger, our friend with the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, he's going to be talking about a statue that had to be removed. And it's not a statue in Russia. It's a statue here in a memorial in the United States. And it's a statue of Joseph Stalin. Can we agree that Stalin is the kind of statue that I think all would agree, even, well, not anymore. Apparently Stalin has made a big comeback in popularity in Russia, which is kind of appalling when you consider that he murdered at least 10 million civilians in his country. We will get to that and more next time on The Medved Show. As we proceed in the post-July 4th period of summer season, getting serious about a choice for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.